Tom Lynn is going to share some words with us. Tom serves with InterVarsity as a vice president. He's also director of Urbana, and he currently serves as Lausanne's international deputy director for North America. Welcome, Tom.
It's good to be here together, isn't it? Well, we're here because of vision. Because in one way or another, we believe that we have a part to play in the huge vision of Lausanne, to see the whole church bring the whole gospel to the whole world. We're here because of our generation's value for collaboration, right? We believe that to accomplish such a huge vision, to accomplish what God has called us to, we can't do it in isolation. We believe that God does something amazing when we come together, when we work together as partners in the gospel, and as partners in mission. Amen? We're here because we're eager learners. It's already clear we're very eager to get to know one another here. We're eager learners. We want to learn from other leaders. We want to learn from other parts of the church we don't normally see. When I look at all of us here, 120 phenomenal leaders from across North America, I just got to say, you know, change agents and influencers, I got to say, you look good. You look good. I'm eager to learn what it means for the whole gospel to be brought to business. I want to hear from people like Frankie Famadas and Ann Arapa. I'm eager to learn about the context of the university world and elite university students and international students. And there are people like James Chong who are here and Jovan Ajete who are here we can learn from. I'm eager to hear about the arts and media, truth in the arts and media. There are people like Larissa Lam Chu and Tim Dalrymple. I'm a huge fan of Tim's right now because he just wrote a book about my new sports hero, Jeremy Lin. So you can ask him about that. Right? I'm eager to hear about the Canadian church bringing the whole gospel to the whole world, right? Can the Canadian participants, can you raise your hands real big? We want to see who you are. We want to thank you for being here. Actually, your voice, I just want to say, your voice is vital at this consultation, because this is a North American consultation. So we thank you for coming here and participating. We need to hear your voice. There are rich resources in this room. So I want to invite you in the next 2.5 days or so to engage widely in these areas of vision, collaboration, and learning. And pray that the Lord, number one, gives you maybe a new vision, a clearer vision in some way, that you hear from the Lord. Number two, I want us to pray that the Lord would give you new collaborative partnerships, maybe just at least one or two during this week and beyond. So we're going to give you a little head start in that as we have working groups, and you hear more about that this week. And number three, I want to ask that you pray for an area of learning, maybe just one or two things specifically that meets a felt need you're coming in with. Maybe it's a personal issue, a leadership issue, or a vocational issue. And so as you engage with your fellow peers here and resource people who are here with us too, that the Lord would give you that area of learning. Does that sound good? Now, given those are great hopes, I do want to acknowledge one thing here. Now, there's a temptation at a gathering like this, 120 phenomenal leaders, for us to not engage widely, for us to make it smaller and narrower and about our issues and our agenda, right? About my cause, about my issues, about my book, right? So I want to encourage us as we start, let's remember to engage the whole. Amen? And lastly, most importantly, I want to introduce a very special group of people who have really modeled this really well for me over the last 10 months, and that's the Younger Leaders Steering Committee. So can I have the steering committee stand up, please? And let's give them a hand. Their names are in the back of your little program booklet, so you can read a little bit more about them. But I want to thank them especially for how they've served the last 10 months. And in typical Lausanne fashion, we're not going to thank them monetarily. But what we've done is we've given them a special dot on their name tag. So there you go. This team is here to serve you this week. They're also co-participants, so I want you to know they're not just hosts, but they're co-participants. They're phenomenal leaders, and I hope you get a chance to connect with them. So welcome. Again, welcome to this Lausanne Younger Leaders Gathering. I believe that God has a feast waiting here for us. And I'm eager to learn from all of you, to partner with you, as we seek to see the whole church bring the whole gospel to the whole world. Thanks.